Hello and welcome to the Pocket Gamer iPhone Gaming and iPhone and iPad, or the new iPad gaming podcast, episode number 166. I am the host, Will Wilson, and with me is Keith Andrew.
Hello, have you missed me?
Yeah.
You took too long. You had to think about it.
I was wondering why you were so far away, and then I realised I must have just accidentally rubbed the volume controller down, which I have with my leg.
That's subconscious. You're trying to shut me up.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to rub things against my leg as you speak.
Oh, that happens to me when I walk.
Yeah.
Something I can do about that.
Right. Hopefully this is all going to go swimmingly because I've had to do a few special things this week to get the recording software to work because I rather foolishly downloaded Windows 8 Customer Preview without making a partition in my drive. That's probably not going to mean many things to people who don't use PCs every day. But if you do use a PC every day, I'm sure you're thinking, what an idiot right now. Because yes, I am an idiot. So I'm stuck with this sort of half-finished Windows 8, which is slowly but surely crashing certain apps. I'm just finding more and more which don't work. I'm also calling them apps because of their silly presentation.
Exactly, that's what they want.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible.
You to say.
What's funny, though, is that actually out of all of the applications I've been using, the most unstable ones are the ones that are in Windows 8. So, mail and, you know, music. They just sort of start booting up and then just crash. You know, it just works. No, that's the other one. So, yes, we'll fly on straight to the news, I expect. Hello. So first up in the news this week, we're recording on a Friday, so this is odd, and I've got this horrible guilt that we should be doing work right now because it's during the day.
Yeah.
So yeah, this can of beer that I've opened up probably wasn't a wise thing. Not really.
Well, that's a shame.
So yeah. So first up on the news this week is, well, not much has really happened this week, has it?
No, nothing. I didn't.
It's been a really quiet week.
Certainly not for Apple. I've not heard anything.
Well, Apple hasn't done anything.
No. Yeah. It's all about Google this week.
Oh no, hang on, there was that one thing. They've increased the over the air limit downloads. So from like 20 or 30 to 50 megabyte. That's pretty big.
That's huge. Yeah. Literally.
I mean, this is the next big thing. This is the post PC world.
Mind you, that actually came hours after Google did it, didn't it? So
it did, yes. Well, Google did something different though, because they limited every app to 30 megs, like even if you're on Wi-Fi, which basically meant everyone was having to supply their games on their own servers, which led to that Sonic the Hedgehog kerfuffle when so many people wanted to download it that it overloaded Sega's possibly quite small amount of bandwidth that they allocated. That was all. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, we're kind of ignoring the fact that actually there is one big bit of news this week, more than one in fact. The new iPad has been announced.
The new iPad.
Yeah, it's called the iPad. A little bit confusing.
So that was awful watching. Well, not watching actually. Watching this unfold and trying to write some stories about it, and obviously the key thing to put in the headline is what the bloody hell it's called, and because it wasn't even clear even after it finished what it was called, you kind of all these stories, or you know, if you watched the web while this was happening, everyone was putting up different names, and then this the new iPad in speech marks got kind of coined, and that seems to be it now, which is, but it, I you know, I was, people on Twitter were saying, well, they can't call it iPad 3 because it's got 4G in it, and American consumers will get confused by this and won't know what it is, which I think is just odd. I mean, you know, it's fair yeah. enough. And until the next one comes around, and then what? You know, the new iPad. New iPad 2, maybe, I don't know.
It's... Yeah, that'd be weird. That'd be far more confusing. Anyway, so yes, the new iPad, otherwise known as the iPad. I've heard that they're just going to change it now to be like the iMac. You know, a new iMac comes out, it's just called a new iMac. Lots of people who do SEO were very, which is search engine optimization, for those not knowing, were very distraught by this development.
Well, when you approach to write it, it's weird. You have to start saying, you know, it's so easy when you're talking about iPad 2, or, you know, you then have to kind of make a distinction that you're not talking about the original iPad. You're talking about the new iPad. Because if you just say iPad, you could be talking about all of them. You could be talking about just the first one, which you now have to kind of say original iPads.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't, yeah. It's like Apple not really thinking about, you know, but I suppose they don't have to give a toss about the press release.
I don't think they give a damn.
No.
No.
Never return my letters. So.
Yeah. We weren't at London this year. I was a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Who needs it?
Yeah, who needs Apple? Yeah. let's talk about something. Let's not talk about anything. No, let's talk.
That's what happened last week, isn't it? I've not.
Yeah.
Not heard.
We had to do Android. We had to do an Android because they don't turn up at Mobile World Congress. No. Actually, despite calling it the Android podcast, we did spend about half of it talking about what the new iPad would be like. anyway, so yes, the new iPad. It's there's not really very many surprises because for once, well, not I say for once, but there were just so many rumors that, like, if you threw a dart at a dartboard blind enough times, you will eventually hit the bullseye. So yeah, so the Retina display was is the big one, I guess. 2048 by 1536, that's the resolution. That's not just me making up numbers. 11492. It's not actually a Retina display by Apple's definition, which I think was quite funny.
Well, they can change their definition.
Yeah, they've changed their definition. I think it's what, like 2.23 pixels per inch. I might be just guessing that. That's off the top of my head. But it's not as high as the iPhone 4. So,
but they were talking about distance of eyes, weren't they? They put up a diagram showing the average distance someone holds it at.
It's still Retina.
So if you hold it further away, funnily enough, it looks better. So, you know, this is weird diagram of the average. You know, I wonder if they've done some studies of how close people hold an iPad to their face compared to an iPhone, which, you know, we apparently hold right in front of our eyes.
264 PPI.
Yeah.
Mm. Which isn't as high.
But it was, as you were kind of saying, I mean, there were always rumors, but what was weird about this was literally half an hour before it actually all kicked off, there were, you know, respected sites putting up fresh new rumors about what was going to be unveiled, which, you know,
talking about the rather bizarre assumption that it was going to have a haptic display.
Yeah, well, that was
they
the big one.
Touch in the was hilarious.
I mean, it's you know, obviously they'd sat on that story and waited for the most optimum moment to launch it, and I suspect it got more hits than, you know, anything. But yeah, it kind of, then when you do that and you literally, you know, you're kind of standing on the cliff edge waiting for them to announce this, and suddenly there's all these lavish articles go up saying it's going to have this, that, and the other, and then it doesn't. It is only ever going to be a bit of a letdown, really, because you think, well, essentially, it's a nice-looking iPad, which is all it needs to be, really, to sell.
It's slightly thicker and slightly heavier than the old iPad, as I'm going to call it. but that's because, apparently, I did read something earlier today, although nothing's up on site yet about it, because I'm not even sure if people are really that interested. Apparently, it's mainly battery now. I mean, as in most of what's underneath it is battery. In order to keep the power level around, like the charge amount, around the same as the previous iPad.
I don't mind a bit of extra weight, to be honest, because I've found, as I've said on this podcast, I found the iPad 2.
It's still lighter than the iPad 1.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, in terms of actually holding, the iPad 1's still my favourite, because it just is nice and chunky and it sits in your hand. And I always felt a bit like a waiter with iPad 2, kind of carrying it like I was going to tip it over. Which actually, my friend
did. Hang on, you felt like a waiter because you were going to tip it over?
But like, you know, my waiters have like loads of plates on their hands, and you can kind of think, oh, they're going to fall and it's all going to, you know, going to tip over. I almost felt like an iPad 2, that it was so light and so thin that it could very easily kind of flip over. And fall on the plate, which I have a friend who did that. He, like a few months after he got his, he was sat in bed and it flipped onto the wall, kind of face on, and then kind of proceeded to fall all the way down the wall. And it has a nice scratch on the top of it now. Which, you know, it's, you know, fair enough now. It doesn't really matter. But
don't tell Apple this, but the company iPad accidentally dropped it one day, so it's got a rather nice little dent in the top corner. No one tell Apple that because it's an Apple machine. But yes, yeah, I know what you mean. But you've gone very quiet. Is that shock?
Me?
Yeah. Okay.
I
I
was
thought I'd
just
lost you there for a second. Yes.
dramatic.
So yes, it's packing a because obviously such a high resolution, and it is a high resolution. I mean, that's higher than 1080p. So I mean, this is sharper than it's sharper than my monitor is at the moment, which is a little bit disappointing.
Your monitor is sharp.
My monitor actually is Acer.
So is mine. Oh, Razer.
I've got my other monitor, Samsung. Yeah, I got two monitors. Look at me. Yes, but to power that extra resolution, it's got the new A5X dual core processor, which has a quad core GPU. Almost certainly, Imagination Tech Series 5 GPU. Possibly the same one as the Vita has, you know.
They weren't very subtle in kind of trying to hint that that was the case, were they? Because obviously they were looking to big themselves up. So
No, I'm waiting on a bit more information from Imagination Tech, but they were talking to me last week about their next generation of what the Rogue architecture. But it's interesting though, the Apple showed a benchmark comparing their performance to Tegra 3, and obviously someone's annoyed at Nvidia about this because there wasn't much of a it wasn't a very it was a very clean benchmark in the fact it just went, this was twice as fast, this is
yeah.
three. It's never like that. In fact, I can say right now that the iPad 2 was 30% faster than Tegra 3, so it's not twice as fast. But I expect the new iPad's going to be even faster than that. If it's four
Yeah.
times performance, then it's going to be at least double.
Well,
So
I don't know if you, I mean, all these things, it works to Apple's favor. People are willing to believe Apple because they're going to invest all that money and they want it to be true.
I mean, it is true. It is faster.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers are kind of, you can't quantify that you can't qualify it when you actually use it in your head thinking, oh, this definitely is four times faster.
You know what? I bet you they used fill rate as a comparison because I mean the PowerVR chips that Imagination Tech make, they just demolish Nvidia's chips on that
But
field.
I don't know if you saw a tweet I posted last night because I nipped across to Tesco and you hear these conversations with people.
I
There were
just saw that.
two guys in there buy some alcohol talking about it. Oh, you got to get it, man! I just watched it last night. It was amazing. It's got a seven core processor in it and all this. Like, should I say something? No, I'll just listen. So.
The good one was I saw that on your Facebook and it had someone reply that it's a dual core, that's two, quad core graphics, that's
Yeah.
six, and then it's got an Apple core. That
Yeah.
was good. I like that reply. Yes, elsewhere it's got a 5 megapixel camera, same one pretty much as the one in the 4S, which is basically to say pretty good. In fact, you know what? I thought the iPhone 4's camera was pretty good
Oh
anyway.
God, it was amazing, yeah. And Forest is even better.
Yeah, and that means it's got 1080p HD recording, which is probably actually not going to look that good on the screen. Irony. Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
How many people? This is the thing. How many? I mean, they devoted a large section, didn't they, to the photo app, the thing you can
Yes,
buy to.
yeah.
But how many people? I mean, I don't know anyone who takes pictures with their iPad. But beyond it being the nearest thing to them, they just want to take a picture of something, to
Well,
tweet
if
all the
you
time. And
incorporate it with iCloud. Or
yeah.
Dropbox.
Well, yeah. No, I think if you're not in an iOS environment,
Well,
then
yeah,
maybe.
you're there with your 4S. Ding,
It's
ding, 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 ding,
still
ding.
going to be it's still going to be pictures of your house essentially, isn't it? Because or the train maybe wherever you might take your iPad, it's not going to be
No,
you're not going
you're thinking too small. Like, okay, you're going out on an adventure holiday with friends. You've got this iPad and your iPhone 4S with you. Take shots of your family and friends, and then when you're back in the chalet, edit them on your iPad.
Shall
Ding,
I?
ding, ding, ding.
What's that
I don't
music?
know, that's like some sort of acoustic guitar. Just calming acoustic. The new iPad from Apple.
That's the thing about though Apple's all their shots about stuff like that, always people in San Francisco or something or somewhere very,
I saw one where they were skiing.
where we
Saw the
ours would
iPad
be
2.
off to Skegness or something,
Yeah.
a picture.
When you're visiting Scarborough
In the pouring rain.
and you weren't a bloody sneeze, seagulls nicked your chips. Again. They're incredibly vicious in Skyrim.
This is why we can't do things like this.
Yeah. Edit out the seagull using iPhoto. Put back the chips. No, that's based on a true story. They did steal my chips in Skyrim, the bastards.
They're very fat seagulls up there, everyone knows.
They're vicious. They're literally vicious. They go right up to your face as well, put their wings out, because they're actually quite big birds when they're...
They are, they're massive, yeah.
It's quite intimidating.
They're out in the high street as well,
yeah,
at Scarborough.
Yeah, getting your faces, because they've had too much to drink.
It's their town.
On a Friday night, waddling down the high street, screaming.
They are more attractive than most of the birds in Scarborough.
Oh, I'm going to have to edit that one out. We might have some listeners from Scarborough.
I can say that. I'm a former resident. I'm allowed to say that.
All right, as a former resident, you're...
Slag it off to high heaven.
You're let off. Okay, well, what else has it got? It's got voice diction software, which they haven't called Siri.
No, which is weird.
I didn't like the fact that one of the other tech sites wrote that the language support was English, British. British not a bloody language. It's English. It's English UK.
I speak British. It's just British is just a load of, I don't know, chortling and like people in the Houses of Commons rah-rahing, you know. That's British, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mary Poppins. Is that British?
Chimney. I guess that's British.
Chim-chim-chiri.
Yeah, so stop writing British. It's not a language. Anyway, English, UK and US. Australian, which isn't a language either. That's English again. Although I've rather stupidly just put that in. I'm looking at my story and thinking...
Yeah.
That's not a language. French,
it's a long day.
French and German, they're definitely different languages. And Japanese, which is certainly a different language. And the big news for the US listeners, I guess, is that it's got 4G LTE connectivity, which is bound to be in a wrap at some point.
Yeah, I was trying to pitch this in a positive light for another website. And I had to suggest that this mean for us Brits who haven't even awarded the 4G contracts, have they? I'm not sure.
No, they haven't even given away the bandwidth yet.
it's future proof, you know, when it does happen.
Yeah.
It'll be ready.
That's the only way you can look at that, but it's not going to actually become a reality in this country for at least another year.
So by now, you'll be fine. You won't need that iPad 4 or iPad.
No, the new iPad.
The new iPad.
So and also it can act as a connection hotspot, which is great news for everyone outside of the UK, because our networks will basically clamp down and stop that happening, especially if you're on Orange, which I am, because they even edit your firmware so that you don't even get the option. Thanks, Orange.
I thought you were losing your marbles that day, actually.
Yeah, I know. To explain to listeners, earlier this month, I found out, I was looking at my Windows phone and Keith kept saying that you can use a hotspot. You can't. But that was only because Orange blocked a firmware update, because they're bastards. Don't join Orange.
So I'm using it as a hotspot all the time on my O2 Windows phone.
Well, I'm not.
No, well, you can't.
Yeah. Anyway, so what can you get for your money then? You can get 10 hours of juice from a single charge.
So they say.
I guess that's... Well, you can normally. Well, you can on the iPad too.
Well, yeah. I mean, my poor original iPad, which is looking a bit worse for wear these days. iOS 5, it's amazing. And both that and my 4th-gen iPod Touch, which up until that moment, you know, would last for weeks if you didn't actually touch it. Now, I mean, I don't use them, but because notifications are on, I guess they don't last a day. I mean, it's...
Well, they released, we'll get on to that in a second, but they've also released iOS 5.1, which is supposed to fix the battery issues again.
We'll see. I, whenever iOS 6 comes out, I think both of those will be for the chop, really. I don't think it'll run well, although I don't think they'll even support the original iPad, will they? So.
What else has it got? Oh, yes, it's got 9 hours 4G charge, which seems a bit crazy. Anyway, so another thing, what has it got? Oh yes, they've kept the prices the same, which means I think I win the moral high ground in this one, Mr. Keith.
The moral high ground?
Yeah, I don't know what I win, because you said it was going to be $50 more.
Yeah, I really
I said I said it'll be the same price, won't it?
I'm very surprised it isn't. Yeah, I wonder. I would love to know how much they cost to make now. It's because you know, even though things like that, you know, we can say we watched in, you know, it didn't have extra hands built into it, and it didn't, you know, it doesn't isn't alive, and all these features that people wanted that isn't there, and it, you know, the tech involved in doing what it does do is, you would think, would knock the price up a bit. And they could do that.
They yeah, but I can imagine. Look, they're probably, it's probably subsidized, isn't it? This first through all of those app store sales.
But so, you know, they could have quite easily put on $49 to it, and people would have still been there on day one.
Yeah, but the emotional effect of finding out that this new device is exactly the same price as the last one.
Yeah, that was a big win.
It's a big win.
It was probably the most surprising part of the day, in fact.
I don't know.
Well, what was your most surprising part of the day?
My most surprising part of the day was that the Twitter app in Android is just an expanded version of the phone app. I was shocked. Also, the whole 12-core thing. Whatever. Anyway, so yes, this new iPad redefines the category Apple created less than 2 years ago. Apparently, this is according to Philip Schiller. That's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing. The new iPad now has the resolution display, has the highest resolution display ever seen on a mobile device of 3.1 million pixels, blah, blah, blah. Their first album, their first album's coming out next week. It's got a few great singles on there, including Why Android Sucks, Let's Start a Thermonuclear War Together. And yeah.
People buy that.
My retina displays are only for you. No, the new advert for it that's playing on the Apple web.
Oh, I've not seen this.
Very good. But it basically just plays off the screen idea, which is what
is it not just annoyingly twinkly Apple Music and people using it? And
it's just a finger using it.
I cannot stand the latest Siri advert for 4S on television. I mean, it's probably fine for America, so I have a feeling that it's an American advert that's kind of been dubbed and slightly altered, so it's Britishified.
A little bit like how those Kinder Surprise adverts were like German and then dubbed into English.
Slightly slicker than that, but yeah. Oh. Everyone's talking like this. Is my brother here yet? And all this. You think we don't talk
That's
like that?
How I talk.
Certainly not someone in a Nottingham is waiting at a match at Nottingham Forest does not talk like that. Where's my brother?
I hope he comes here soon. Your brother is coming shortly.
Was it you who sent me that amusing Siri advert, the sketch? Yeah, that was
the Colin Schumer one, or the
was quite funny. Yeah, I did laugh at that. Very well made.
Yeah, with the wife and the husband having an argument through Siri.
The attention to detail as to actually making it look, you know, proper. It was, you know, very well done. That was.
They're normally quite a good Colin Schumer. So there we go. And the other shocking news, I'd say, the biggest shock was that the iPad new will be launching in UK, US, Canada, France, Switzerland and Japan on March 16th. So it's not going to be another month long wait. In fact, that's probably why I'd probably say that combined with the price and the screen was probably why half of my Twitter feed was basically clogged up with people going, I'm trying to pay the money, but they won't accept the card. The site's down. Yeah. There's quite a lot of upset people just because they couldn't pay their money.
No, so will you be getting one, Will?
Will I be getting one? No.
No? Or will they be sending you one free?
I don't know. They didn't invite us to London this time. You know, do you think it's because I went to the last event with my Android PIN badge?
Well, I got sent. If I'm going to walk down to the Apple shop when it launches, and I have an I Love Nokia badge that I can wear. Which John got me from Barcelona, so that will be. I also have a load of Windows Phone stickers and stuff that I can put all over my face if I want. It won't be inviting me anywhere.
Anyway, I'm sure it wasn't the Android. To be fair, I forgot that was on my jumper. You see, so I just grabbed my jumper.
So hip and Android, you.
And then ran down. Yeah, I didn't even like Android. It's a nice pin badge.
Should have a badge with that underneath. By the way.
By the way, just as a disclaimer. So I don't know. Maybe. I'm not going to buy one, though, because I've got the iPad 2 64 gig.
Oh, well. It's going to look... It's an amazing thing that people, who like normal people, who who didn't sit and watch all this unfold and aren't still talking about it now, when it actually hits the shelves and they think, oh, there's a new iPad, and they go and actually look at a demo unit in, like, in Currys, and they're all sat. I mean, if you go into a Currys, they have all the tablets together in this kind of pod in the middle, most of them. And so you've got your playbooks and all your NAF Android tablets, and then you have the kind of iPad as a little holy grail.
They always have to style it like it's a mini Apple store. So like the white,
exactly, yeah, it has
sort of decor and stuff. Just this middle little island.
I mean the Retina display there is going to do big business. People who come in and actually sit and think, we don't know about the technology behind it, but just think, look at what this looks like, and look at what this Android tablet next to it looks like, and you know, it's going to be huge.
You can almost feel Samsung right now scrambling to put out yet another tablet which has exactly...
this is what I couldn't get from Mobile World Congress, and I wrote an opinion piece about it on Biz yesterday. I don't understand why, considering, you know, I mean, I don't particularly know about the tech or all this stuff involved, but I know that Samsung has its own display business, which it sells to various people. And it was one of the people touted as maybe making the display for this iPad. So why didn't someone have it? Given they've been talking about the possibility of a better display for iPad since the first one came out. So we all knew at some point this was going to happen. It was just a question of which iPad it did. Why didn't one of Apple's rivals think, well, hang on, why don't we actually get ahead of the game here and do something which makes iPad look like it's behind the curve rather than ahead of it? Why don't we do a really crisp, you know, display? Why don't, you know, I can't understand why at Mobile World Congress, all of the tablets that seem to be announced were just slightly better versions.
Well, even funnier was the Galaxy Tab 2 is the Galaxy Tab. I found that hilarious. It's the same specs.
Exactly. It's just with ice cream sandwich on it, really.
Yeah.
It's pointless. Well, I don't know. I don't understand why they just let, you know, because now they will, you know, within like 6, 7, 8 months' time, there'll be some, not necessarily as good as, but there'll be some Android tablets come out with a crisper display. But I don't understand why, you know, and then Apple will do something else. They'll you know, they'll make them all pink, and that'll be the big thing. Then suddenly all, oh, right, we need to make a pink Android tablet. I don't understand why they all let.
Quickly, everyone.
You can imagine they are. They'll be scrambling around. It's like this is news to them. You know, everyone knew they were going to do it. We all knew it was going to have a Retina display on it. So why let them set the pace like that? These are huge companies. You know, resources that, you know, they might not be as big as Apple, but they're massive companies. A company like Samsung is perfectly capable of launching a high-res tablet if it wants to. Albeit, you know, there'll be some financial hit involved, but the kind of long-term benefit of being seen as the people leading the market rather than the one just following everything Apple does is, you know, you can't put a price on that.
Look, I saw the Note advert, the Super Bowl Note advert, and it showed lots of people being really excited because the Note's really new, you see. It's like a tablet phone with a stylus.
I mean, don't see Apple rush to do that.
Yeah, I don't think there's actually, you know what, on the Note 10.1 there's no place to put the stylus.
Exactly, you have to hold it, don't you?
You have to hold it, because then when you finish with it, you have to put it in your pocket or something. Because
they didn't want to compromise the integrity of the shell, did they?
They didn't want to compromise the integrity of the iPad-like design.
Exactly.
Because if they had to do that, they'd have to think of something original.
Might save them some lawsuits, though, mightn't it? If it just looks slightly different with a stylus holder on it.
On the side. I mean, you can't really complain about that. So this is going to be quite hilarious. They did, of course, bless Samsung in a way. They did release a press release saying about how great the Note 10.1 was compared to the iPad, in which they basically took very, very select areas to compare against and then said stuff like, does it have a stylus? No. F you, Apple. You don't have a stylus. Does it have a stylus with multi-touch? No. That's the second category.
Who wants a stylus?
I don't know. It's not. The stylus isn't even that good.
No. Well,
it's like, sort of like, it's okay, but it doesn't feel like when you open up an art program, like what one did I open up? There's a real delay between actually drawing and doing it. It's enough to distract you and to make you split second think, has it? And that basically ruins the whole thing. So it's like, okay, you have a stylus. It kind of works.
It's like, you know, they must have done some market research on this, and I don't remember anyone ever saying, oh, you know, this iPad would be great if only it had a stylus on it, and then I would buy one.
You know? Hey, you know what else? The Galaxy Note 10.1 beats the iPad new. Yeah, yeah. You can write notes at the same time as an application is open.
Oh yeah, no, that was the best one actually, because you can do that on iPad if you have a pen and paper.
Yeah, that was there. That was there. Yeah, you need a pen and paper. Who uses a pen when you can have a stylus?
Should draw up a little chart comparing the note to a pen and paper and see, you know, how yeah. it fares then.
Can you multi-switch between two apps on a? Well, you can. You could change the page.
It's not good if you're losing to paper.
Well, yeah, WH Smith notepad, 80 pages lined versus the Galaxy Tab. yeah, so that was fun. So I don't know, I'm not going to buy one, but I know what you mean. The minute people see the screen, it'll be like the, I suspect it'll be the same as the change between the iPhone 3GS and the iPhone 4. Because yeah, yeah. And for everyone's comments about how nice the outer design is of the 4, it was the screen. I mean, it was definitely that, seeing that screen next to a 3GS, and you can't help but be blown away by just the sheer detail of it. So I suspect this is exactly what's going to happen with the iPad. It's going to be their biggest selling one.
Yeah, it will. It will. It's going to do massive business.
And it's already.
I'm not sure where they go from there, though. You know, for all the things that weren't announced, I can't actually think of one. Would make a meaningful difference.
Haptic display.
Yeah. Well, developers have all been actually, because I was ripping the pee out of this, and developers have been onto me saying, well, actually, I would quite like that. I would much prefer that to. But they're not, you know, they're not too pleased about the Retina, because even though Apple said in the conference that if you have a normal iPad app, it will kind of basically make it look a bit nicer without the developer having to do any work. It's not going to look as nice as if you actually do the work. And the level of detail that, even for quite a simple app, if you want to make it look as good as it, you know, basically, if you want to get a push from Apple, if you want to be sat at the top of the promo thing on iTunes, when iPad comes out, they will make sure that the apps that look the best are the ones that push. So it involves a lot of extra work if you want to be someone who actually sells a lot on iPad 2, on iPad 2, iPad HD 3, new iPad. They're not too pleased about it, and they're all much rather
happened, yeah,
happen.
Actually, you've just reminded me, what happened to all those iPad H? It's called the iPad HD rumors.
I would have liked that.
Those were like snowballing before.
iPad HD would have been the better name, I think, actually. It would have been. Because then you could do iPad 3 the next year. You know, you kind of.
Yeah.
It would have made sense, that, I think, to call it that. But,
well, we should move on very quickly, because I think this is mainly just going to be a news podcast match, to be honest. So if you want to see the new releases, please do go to the website, which is and type in midweek with a hyphen, which will send you straight there, or you could look in the iPhone section, because we're going to focus purely on the news and mainly about next one is iPad related again. It's the announcement of Infinity Blade Dungeons, the next game in the Infinity Blade series. Interesting point, though. It's not by Chair.
No.
Oh, that was a long sight. Again, I thought I lost you. It's not by Chair Entertainment. It's actually by Epic this time.
Who are they? I've never heard of that.
Epic, no. They did some like nice looking but pretty shallow shoot 'em up in the 90s for the PC. Wasn't as good as Quake. It wasn't as good as Quake. Unreal was rubbish. It had one good moment near the start where, like, you went down a corridor and then the lights started turning off behind you, and that was really cool, because then when the lights came back on, there was like four monsters around you. But Doom did that like about 4 years earlier. So
that happens in my apartment block, to be honest. So.
Happens in the dungeon that I have. That's where they go.
No lights in your dungeon. I've been there.
Well, no, I know. Yeah, but I used to do this whole theatrical thing before I captured them. yes. Yeah, so, Epic Games. This is their first iOS game, unless I'm very mistaken.
That's right.
And it's Unreal Engine 3 powered. Obviously, it's not going to be powered by CryEngine.
Gone completely off the ball.
that'd be mental. So it's a prequel to the other Infinity Blade games, and quite interesting. It's nothing like it looks nothing like the other Infinity Blade games in terms of how it plays, because they've switched the view into a overhead isometric perspective, sort of like Diablo and games of its ilk. It's interesting. I'm a little bit confused as to the change of direction. Because, I mean, Chair made a big deal about the reason why we made Infinity Blade like this, because the touch screen is great for that sort of controls. And now basically Epic have gone in and said, hey, guys, we've made an isometric game, probably with virtual D-pads. Yeah. So, yeah. But it does look nice.
Yeah, it does. I'm not a fan of Infinity Blade, I have to say. So any changes actually would probably...
Actually, to be fair, looking at this trailer, I don't think it is a virtual D-pad. I think it's you trace out the controls. It looks a lot like how the recently announced Tegra game works, which I had a go at last week, which I can't remember the name of. But that basically worked on the sense that you swipe, because I just saw a moment where he links together monster hits. But anyway, we'll see when it comes out. It's predicted to come out soon.
Soon. But exclusive.
It's soon. But it's likely to come out March 16th.
This March 16th.
Yeah, this March 16th. So yes, it's coming exclusively to iOS, of course. And the fact that it says iOS means it's most likely out for the older models as well. I expect it down to iPhone 4.
Might run like poo, though.
Yeah, that's normally what happens.
My Infinity Blade 2 would not run on either of my iPod 4G or iPad until some update they brought out. It was
interestingly, Unreal Engine never scales well on any platform.
I don't get the fuss about Infinity Blade. It looks very nice, but I couldn't really understand why everyone was getting so wild about it, apart from how it looks, because it was really boring, I thought. But
I liked it.
Yeah, well, you
I didn't like the second one so much, though.
Just, I wouldn't be into that kind of game if it was on console either. I'd be thinking, well, I want to play something else, but that's just me.
I'd be into it if it was a Kinect game.
Well, yeah.
Xbox, play!
Then you'd look like an idiot, which is the whole point of Kinect, isn't it? And you watch some crazy video back of you in
imagine,
your pants.
Imagine like on the promo video, though, of me waving around like an idiot going, "Rah!" swearing like hell as I go, just pick up the bloody movement in front of the camera, but in that sort of sterile Microsoft family environment. Hey there, Will, what are you doing? I'm effing doing Infinity Blade, but the effing camera won't pick it up. Oh great, can I join in? Oh wow, look, there's me on the screen. Get off the screen! It's
fist bump, that's what you have to do when you play Kinect.
It's fun. Shut off, I'm trying to play the game.
Yeah, I've not actually used, and I've not played any Kinect games for about 6 months because I have to move my sofa out of the way.
Yeah, I have to move mine as well.
Which is an exercise in itself, so.
Jumping around a screen like a lunatic. I have to close the door as well and then close the curtains.
Oh, yeah, no, I have to shut the blinds.
There is no way I'm going to be allow people walking past the briefest chance of seeing me leap around like a lunatic.
I think I'm having some kind of episode. It really good.
Anyway, we got off topic. Let's go to, but of course, the Infinity Blade Dungeons out soon. The other major story this week, I guess, is the proper details on Angry Birds Space. It was actually broadcast. They've teamed up with NASA to broadcast the special Angry Birds Space announcement video from the International Space Station.
Isn't that what John was suggesting they should have done anyway? But we're not actually told anyone, just done it like that.
That'd have been brilliant. Even better if it could have been sent, but like you know how in films where people send a transmission from space, it always overrides people's radios and stuff. So it'd be amazing if they could have done that for real. And like people listening to Radio 1 or whatever, or something go...
That might be verging on propaganda. I'm not sure about that.
Angry Birds Space will be out on March the 22nd.
No, you know what? It's also going to be featuring at the South by Southwest conference.
Yes, I just got that email.
Yeah, so I was trying to look like I knew something.
Well, so what do we find out? We focused on every detail in development of Angry Birds Space to build a special experience for our fans, said Mr. Vesterbacher. I believe we have succeeded well with the game.
That's an interesting sentence. Mm-hmm. We've not just succeeded, they've succeeded well.
They have over-exceeded with this one.
Not it, succeeded poorly, you know.
Guess what? It will have 60 levels,
birds.
More to come through free updates and in-app purchases. Those two might be separate. These levels take place on planets and zero gravity. And yeah, there's the stuff we already talked about before, the slow motion and light speed destruction. And
That's
you'll be able to wrap your catapult around a bunch of new birdies utilizing new superpowers, blah blah blah. You can see the video, it's on the site at the moment. It's a little bit, who's that? Oh, it's Don. All right, Don. Okay, so yes, it's a video mainly with the International Space Station astronauts. And they draw a picture of a pig. Okay, let's leave that. Rubbish.
how you market a game. That is how you market a game. Get NASA involved.
What else is about? Yes, there's also Beatsnik Bandit just walked away with the best mobile game in the Independent Games Festival, which is very on the ball, considering it was only out a few weeks ago. And if anyone's interested and lives in the UK, Game and GameStation are currently having a fire sale. So if you haven't picked up, if you fancy picking up any other cheap games on other systems, that's probably the place to do it.
But not for much longer, maybe.
Not for much longer though, because as everyone has pretty much guessed by now, that fire sale is probably happening for a reason. Yeah, I mean, should we do a quick midweek? It's quite short at the moment, this podcast now. I
Yeah,
thought
go
we were
for
going to spend longer talking about the iPad.
it. Well, we talked for, I can only say so much without actually having seen the bugger. I could make some up if you want, like John does.
Yeah, you know John.
One of his sources.
Yeah. Oh, the iPad 3 is coming out. It's going to be called the iPad 3.
Still saying that now, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, so yes, well, we'll do a very quick midweek. Out this week. Guess what's out this week, Keith? It's our favorite games developer.
No, not the hidden. Oh, no.
G5 Games has
No.
got a new game out called Treasure Seekers. The time has come. Have a look at that character in the main bit of this video. Look at that. Yes, you using a special Ring of Time and X-Glass device, you have to travel around the world and through time to save your sister from.
From her, my sister doesn't have an arch nemesis, I'm not sure.
Is her, well, if your sister did, would it be Totenkraft?
No, that's a German cheese, isn't it? I'm not sure.
It's a German make of cheese, surely. So yes, there are 45 levels and there's two game modes, casual and advanced. Surely advanced casual would be a more descriptive one for this one. It is a finding objects, hidden objects game.
Deathmatch. Yeah, that's not going to happen, is it?
Deathmatch hidden object. One of you is the hider. Yep.
If he's really her arch nemesis, then there's got to be death involved. Rather than he's very sneaky and hides things. I mean,
That's pretty annoying. If you're someone who likes a very neat and tidy person, if someone keeps hiding things, that's like the worst thing you could do.
well, yeah, they would be my arch nemesis at that point, and I would probably have to use my Ring of Time and X-Class device to defeat them. I've lost my Ring of Time and X-Class device. I don't know if you've got one.
I might still have mine lying about somewhere. It's probably in the drawer.
Actually, the new iPad comes with a Ring of Time and an X-Class.
Well, talking about time, Storm Strikers is out this week as well, which is a just a madcap bullet hell shoot 'em up for the iPhone. Seven action packed stages, four difficulty levels, stuff.
Thought it might be a cheesy football game or something. But...
Yeah, actually, that would have been quite good. Storm Strikers. You play for FC Storm, relegated to the fourth division after the evil team. What would they be called? Anyway, they corrupted or something.
Evil team Tokencraft,
Totenkraft. Totenkraft City.
Totencraft. Where have they got that from? That must mean something. It's not a rival developer, is
So,
it?
well, Tort is death, well, dead, so I guess it's something like
Cheese? What?
Deathcraft or something.
Dead yogurt? I'm trying to think what craft make.
Kraftwerk is
Oh, well, yeah.
Craft German. I'm going to try and find it out. Translation. By virtue of. So, by virtue of death.
That what it means?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds better, doesn't it? My enemy is called by virtue of death.
It's not a very catchy name, though. I mean, imagine if you were born with that name. It'd be a bit...
I've Babelfished it in Yahoo, and it thinks it means dead strength.
Dead strength.
Even
worse. Anyway, we'll flash through this. I accidentally ignored your story you suggested.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Adventure Bar Story is also out this week. I'm flicking down quite a bit here.
Don't flick down. And oh, right, you mean I'm...
It's basically a portable version of Rakata, or how do you pronounce it actually? It's Rakateur, that's it, because it's a pun. Yeah, if you've played that very, very cult PC JRPG, then you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, basically, the idea is that instead of a normal RPG where you play as the hero going off and beating monsters and doing heroic things like that, you play a bartender or someone who running a restaurant in a fantasy world who still has to beat up monsters, but you beat them up for recipes and then make the recipes at your restaurant. I think it looks quite interesting because I like Rakateur. Rakateur's good. I don't know if this is going to be as good, but it's certainly an interesting spin. Also out this week, I'm flicking up now. There's quite a lot of potentially good games out this week. This is annoying. I was hoping I'd just be able to flick through. We'll go really quickly then. Kids vs. Goblins is finally out. This was pulled. Well, it wasn't pulled. It was delayed, wasn't it?
Don't ask me.
All right. It was definitely delayed. And it's a new one published by Crescent Moon Studios. Mm. Oh, no. Crescent Moon Games. Who's it made by? It is made by... Stolen Couch.
What?
Yeah.
You made that up.
I haven't. I just waited for the logo to appear. We've got a review on site, which says it's good, I think. It says the kids are all right. It's the strap. No, it's a six.
It's a six.
It's a six. So let's forget about that.
Have we reviewed Coco Loco yet?
I don't think we have. Coco Loco is also out this week from Chillingo.
Drinking from my Coco Loco mug.
Corruption. I'm not drinking from my Coco Loco mug because it's too big.
Why is that? It's too big.
It's too big. I didn't think I'd ever say that. So Coco Loco, physics puzzling, but it looks really nice.
It does. It doesn't need a mug, but you know, I'm glad I've got it.
Or the hot chocolate would have probably covered it anyway. Covered it in hot chocolate. Yeah, so that's out now. Plant Wars doesn't look that great. Light up. Oh, balls. This is a hard one to say. Lightopus. I'm going to go with that.
Lightopus.
Lotopus.
Lighttopus.
Lightopus. Yeah, by Bulky Picks. It's out as well. It's kind of like a cutie version of... it reminded me of Osmos when I first saw it, but... I guess it's sort of flow-like. It does look nice. You play an octopus. You've got to kill other octopi with your shiny tentacles. So you've got.
I'd have set this inside a testicle and had it as a sperm probably.
Yeah, well, let's be glad you're not a games designer.
Would sell. I would get press.
It would certainly get press. Yeah.
This game is a load of balls. Yeah.
To be honest, it does look kind of like. It would work because you just go into a cell.
See?
anyway, it does look good. So keep an eye out for the review of that. What else we got here? Twin Go is also out by Chillingo this week.
Chillingo.
Does this look good? I haven't actually seen this one yet. Oh, well, it's a puzzle game. It's quite a cutie looking puzzle game. It's got 3 stars on each level. Yeah, that's it. Let's move that. Go aside from there. What else is out? Monster Flip. This is Pickpock. We like Pickpock.
But oh, you're all right. You've gone up there.
Yeah, I'm flicking around like a crazy man. But this looks like a match 3.
I like match 3.
It looks like a kind of different match 3. In fact, you trace the area that you want to flip around.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not quite as easy. It's quite nicely presented. It's pickpock style. Yeah. Possibly good. I'm not going to rule that out. What else we got? Let's go back down to Caverite or Caverite 2 from Cascadia Games. Pixel art platformer. It's got that scientist from the original there jumping around. Yeah, looks all right. I'm never really that interested by these sort of games, but you know, I know a lot of people who are. It looks like it could be quite good though from the trailer. But anyway, sorry, I'm just sort of babbling to myself now. So that's it for the new week, the new releases for the week. Hello, are you there?
I knew you were going to do that, so I thought I'm going to stay silent and see when he starts to panic.
I wasn't panicking. I was more annoyed that you let me babble.
You should scream, come back! Come what have back! You done? Come back to us!
Yeah, so there we go. Basically, my pick from that bunch is probably going to be Treasure Seekers 4, The Time Has Come.
I think so. I really want to know. I wouldn't, you know, when people, well, obviously we've lifted this from a press release, but a Ring of Time and an X-Class device. I don't know what that means, but for some reason, that's going to make me buy it because I think, I've always wanted a Ring of Time and X-Class device. So,
I have.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's interesting, isn't it?
I think. Yeah, that's definitely my pick.
Really? No. Every time considering I'm drinking here with a mug of Gogo Logo, and I've watched two videos of it now in this podcast, and I still haven't bought it. It does look nice. I might have to buy it.
Yeah, no, I will check it out. Talking of checking out, we didn't actually play many iOS games this week, did we?
I've not played anything this week.
I did download Sims Free Play, but I never got around to playing it.
Blame John because he's away. I don't get time to even breathe alone. Play these silly games you keep going on about.
Yeah, it's been a busy week this week.
Sunning himself in San Francisco, making up rumours about things. So,
the rest of us
have the fort.
So yes, so we've been a little bit too busy. So, but we'll have games next week that we'll be able to talk about. Probably Coco Loco. Yes, but I thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to entertaining you, hopefully. But yeah, no, hopefully there'll be a few more people back as well. I might introduce someone new soon, you know.
I think we should introduce my arch nemesis, Totencraft.
Totencraft? Good afternoon, Keith. I see you're still working on the podcast. okay, it's kind of an exaggerated German accent, but... But anyway, thanks very much, everyone. We will talk to you next week, or talk at you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.